forces of evil. We stand the answer to our best, the blue skies blue. We are here to stand and fight now, to fight and fight survival. We are here to face the storm, to make it safe for you. Battle cries now, well, yeah, we're breaking the fetters. Battle cries, yeah. Things can only get better when you're gonna leave them open to the forces of a million creed. Don't fall back and cry for mercy like a weak man always do. We will stand at the battle center with a standing flying proudly. With a few will fight until the end. Yeah, we're relying on you. Battle cries, yeah. Where we're breaking the fetters. Battle cries. Things can only get better. Stand by what you believe in. Stand by your word. Stand by what you believe in. Stand by, make yourself seen.
All right, here we go. Third hour, Incendiary Radio. If you got something substantive bad, you can go ahead, 1-800-313-9443. If not, let me keep going. Stormy Daniels, PSYOP. Why now and who's behind it? Trump is being politically blackmailed with the Stormy Daniels story, just like Clinton was extorted by the Monica Lewinsky scandal. It's no coincidence that the Drudge Report has been running the 20-year anniversary story all week about their breaking the Monica Lewinsky scandal 20 years ago as follows. And it gets into all those headlines that we saw in the last week or so. Now here we are exactly 20 years later, and President Trump finds himself the object of a lurid tabloid report about his extramarital sexual conduct. Her name is Stormy Daniels, and the following interview clearly reveals her modus operandi as a professional honey trap. Hence, the real question is, who is she working for? Video. Porn star Stormy Daniels talks about her run for the Senate. The bottom line here is that Trump is quite likely being threatened with the release of much more than just the Stormy Daniels revelations, especially if he does not comply with whatever demands are being made of him. $64,000 questions. Who exactly is blackmailing the POTUS? What are they coercing Trump to do at this very delicate and weighty moment at the end of his first year in office? There's no disputing that the purposely timed release of the Stormy Daniels story occurred just before the highly trumpeted fake news awards were published by the White House. Was Deep State sending a warning to Trump not to follow through on his mainstream media demolition project? Clearly, as both candidate Trump and President Trump, he has inflicted more irreparable damage to the mainstream media than any other person in history, to his great credit. Since the mainstream media is the primary pillar of deep state control of American society, those folks are extremely unhappy with Trump. At this point, the decision makers who command the U.S. intelligence community will do anything in their power to bring down the Trump administration once and for all. Well, listen, I personally look at this, and I you guys know I look at the factions and the wars between elements that comprise this this mishmash we call the global governance crowd. Okay, so let's look at it like this. We know that basically organized Jewish community mafia types have been in control of this U.S. media for quite a long time. Now, you look over here at the Vatican crowd, Knights of Malta and the Jesuits and so forth. Now, I've always said that I view the Jesuit order as being basically controlled by a cabal of Marranos, or what they call conversos, crypto Jews. At the center of the Jesuit conspiracy, where you have a whole bunch of people on the outer rings of it that are what they call goyim, okay? And so if you look at it like that, and then you have the 900-year-old Knights of Malta, okay? which are much older than the Jesuits. But the Jesuits, if you get into some of those researchers on that side of the house, the Jesuits have extracted punishment on the Knights of Malta and the royal families of Europe and so forth and so on. And so if you look at the Jesuits at the very core as being part of the Pharisaic kind of kosher Nostra cabal, and then other elements from the, let's say, the Vatican circles of the conspiracy, these people can go to war with each other, okay? And so I look at a civil war in the Jesuit order as quite a probability in my estimation. And the Jewish element, of course, connected with the Pharisees, the Kosher Nostra, and so forth. And then you got other elements who are like generals and high-level diplomats and all kinds of things. It gets quite complicated. And I think the people that want to just simplify it all and say, oh, it's this and this, they're not really looking at how kind of hardcore this is. We're seeing Jeff calling. Ken, bring Jeff into the conversation.
Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So for the trolling from last week, yeah, let's thank Frank for that. And yeah, you are getting some other listenership. So the issues that we got going on is the let's look at what happened when Donald Trump basically came into office. You know, at 2 a.m. on November 9th, they basically figured out what's the backup plan. They used Saul Alinsky projection to basically generate the Russiagate thing because they said, oh, my gosh, we're completely exposed on Uranium One. So this thing basically plays out. And
insurance
what
policy,
going on
yeah.
Is, right. And so what we've got going on is his agenda basically gets stalled as long as he can because he can't put these people in place. But he's keeping his budget real low, and he's got all the neocons coming in to basically do all this stuff and, like, the missile strike, you know. So what we see is that the decks are being cleared right now for, like, some of the serious stuff. And we see the Belt and Road Initiative. And then we see HAARP was used in 2003 to bring down a North Korean missile based on a dead author that wrote Angels Don't Play This HAARP. And, you know, I can dig up the audio for you. But essentially HAARP went active. And then what happens is, the plasma trail that basically was that was left in the upper atmosphere, the shuttle generates an RF blocking ion trail that the HAARP antenna attached to. Now there's a $24 million settlement by William Webster for all the astronauts that died on that thing, and one was an Israeli space shuttle scientist. Okay, so because they were studying upper atmosphere sprites for this space fence thing that Ilana is bringing out on her latest HAARP book that's in the next, I think, beginning of February here, Ilana Freeland. Okay. So now what we go, let's look at what's gone on last year. RBN basically had Dr. Parker help write Waters of the USA. He gave a copy to RBN to mount on their thing for his 11-year journey on how that thing got through, because that was his main objective. You know, regulating puddles out west, which the Bundy land theft and all this stuff was about, and the 800 pages of documents at Malheur that basically Tom Lockevera Stewart got in trouble for by exposing, you know, like the flares and the aluminum powder and the gasoline to basically start these big fires, okay? Mm-hmm. So now we got all the pigs fly flu where Dr. Parker's talked about drones mixing in real time bacteriological agents and dumping them on people, okay? So now, you know, he's documented 3 billion need to be killed by the globalist. That's 300 million per year. And what we've got going on is, so, last year, there was this association where Dr. Parker is paying attention to what Anna is doing at a level, and there's some work I did 10 years ago to basically try and get everyone out of District Columbia in one shot in a court case, right? There's this February 2018 court case is going on right now. So, last year, they knew they were going to try this thing with the date that they set for the short-term buyout of how long they'd fund the government for to just in January. So they had this thing planned last September when they did the initial, like, you know, short-term funding. And what Anna wrote is basically they said if Trump basically has run out of insurance or credit, then Paul Ryan takes over as the territorial government thing. So that 60-page thing I just gave you the link to for Ken earlier is essentially Anna's third book, and she was in such a panic after what they did on Tuesday on that thing that that I gave to Ken for you to read. And what I think this thing is when you look at essentially this timeline of them knowing what they were going to do last year with this January thing, the Zero Hedge article about this this porn star, all this is in the timing to basically get in this news cycle. Now what you see is that there's a lot of what you see is Wynn was taken down, from one of the Jewish gangsters in gambling. So Trump basically in the 90s was basically taken down.
Well, let's talk about that. The Steve Wynn, who was the RNC fundraising chief, multi-mogul in Vegas, he just got the Me Too treatment, and so he had to step down as the fundraiser for the RNC. Right. But go ahead.
Right. What you see is that they're clearing the decks on essentially any 2020 competition. Now, I can tell you right now, because bar attorneys are basically in Trump's camp, and there's only very few common law 14th Amendment guys that are basically trying to help from our angle and the Dr. Parker connection. But Dr. Parker's only the scientific connection, not really the legal expert. But there are
Hold on, Ken. I mean, it's like, look, it's like almost trying to run to the finish line when you're 500 yards out with the whole 14th Amendment thing with Trump. It's like people want to go from 0 to 100 in like 1 second. Right. It's just like, dude, I mean, they just don't see the point of having to move in an incremental fashion towards that. Go ahead.
Right. Well, here's the thing is, Anna published the bullet points for executive, like what you do on a spreadsheet for an executive, on exactly what happened to America, and the globalists started taking over a long time ago. And Anna's basically published the definitive thing on what is really going on with the systems of government, how the uppercase letters work and how the lowercase letters work, what their jurisdiction is, what their venue is. And so what happens is now, because of Uranium One is going to break because it was a $20 trillion deal with $1.4 million per share. Everyone in Washington, D.C. is dirty. That triggers essentially Pedogate. That essentially triggers the treason issues. And that essentially triggers what Brooks Agnew was talking about, where they're basically denuclearizing the nuclear navy with the 18-month reactor supplies so that they could actually do a Korean-launched missile that basically has been that has come through like the James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough, where they get a nuke, and then they basically do some terrorism with it. So the overhead HAARP basically took out in 2003 a high atmosphere nuke that was trying to do that work. So when you tie all these things together, I think this is what you're looking at, because on January 30th, Dr. Parker's been in this 9 weeks. He has this February court case. All the stuff he released on October 20th, 2017, on Stanford Radio 90.1 was essentially declassified that day, all right, to at least... The deal was $20 trillion and $1.4 million per share. So this is essentially going to be probably something in the State of the Union address. Maxine Waters is there for damage control now, just like the one the guy said earlier. So what you got going on is this can of worms. It cost $245,000 to get to Davos. Okay, so someone pocketed out of a thing to basically let those guys know that there's a new sheriff in town. So... with the repatriate, Anna has been working with the Marines on repatriating funds taken, and this is why the big Pentagon, audit is so massive, all right? Because Walter Buring in 2008 went through all the 185,000 subchapter corporations, indicated that there was $50 trillion in hard assets that these guys have stolen, the Bolsheviks since the Civil War, and there's $200 trillion in derivatives. So this is what Trump could be working off of on all this stuff, because we know that Susan Lindauer on another radio network brought in $1 trillion of stolen assets out of the U.S. So this pivot to Asia was essentially, how do you basically destroy America? Use that Deagle.com website to get 64 million people in the country by essentially destroying its nuclear navy capability and then nuking the place. You know, so
Ken, let me ask you this. And we're talking about all the stuff. Where do the plotters within Rome, okay, and we know that basically Rome has been, let's just say, eclipsed by this kind of Zionist faction that has taken it by the throat. where do you see this all playing in? Because the Vatican is really the superstructure, how this whole thing is mechanized. Let me say this. Are there elements in some of the older orders, like I was talking about a minute ago, like in the Knights of Malta and so forth, that are trying to wrest back control from the Marano kind of converso Jesuit, like this cabal within this gang, like Bergoglio and these guys? Is there other factions in Rome that you can see that are actually trying to wrest back control from this basically worldwide kind of Pharisee conspiracy? Do you see that happening?
Here's the thing I would look at. When you get to about page 30 of 60 of Anna's PDF, it basically explains what the sovereign issues going back to William the Conqueror are that are associated with Anna's husband. And it's a very hidden history that not a whole lot of people have ever uncovered, because it's a personal history that had to be covered up. That's why they had to burn all the documents in the War of 1812. That's why the missing 13th Amendment was in there for no esquires. And so what we get into is, if you call this confessional gate, with what this January thing was, with this this honey trap that they're trying to do, and all the other people being exposed, what we see is essentially the Pope basically got rid of the Knights of Malta, regulating these trusts that Anna basically has shown have been stolen and used for other nefarious methods of globalist financing. All right, mm-hmm. And this is essentially what Dr. Farrell writes about in his two books, Babylon Banksters and the stuff about the early Venice bankers, where they basically went in and whacked Constantinople to basically get rid of that part of the Catholic Church, basically, and those bankers got involved to get rid of the Orthodox Church there. And so you've seen this continual gradualism of slowly basically divide and conquer and then basically destroying the things, where the Vatican gets all the land assets, and they basically have converted the 900-year-old system of feudalism by naming the afterbirth as a person and essentially hiding all this stuff. So now you've got Bill Binney and Thin Thread and Bluffdale with all the data that basically interconnects the spider nest. This is what Anthony Schaefer did before 9/11, and they shut him down. Now, I know you've talked about him being sheep-dipped, but if you listen to him, he's actually probably one of the more accurate guys. They basically gagged him just like Sibel Edmonds. And so what you got right now, Bill Binney basically says, all you have to do is run the stuff in reverse and you'll find out who all the plotters are. I think that's what's going on. You got DNA stuff. You got Brooks Agnew said, this lady in Montana basically indicated there was 45 or 55 flights to Guantanamo in the middle of December. So there's a lot of activities that are going on, and all these Marine generals running around, they're under the international jurisdiction that Anna talks about, essentially for grabbing assets back. So this big, the big activities that are centered around China Weapons Labs is the emitter for those GPS jammer things. You know, they're looking at something to basically go into North Korea right now with that. And the reason why is nuclear materials have been Joe Biden was essentially in Kazakhstan, in Ukraine to get the fracking rights, and then get into the yellow cake. And now what's going on is they had to get into there to basically then do the Ukraine to Iran deal, where they transferred all the cash because Valley Jarrett wanted her money back out. And then basically that transfer went to North Korea. And then Joel Skousen, basically, it's following the plan that Joel Skousen has always told you about. But actually there's real nukes probably. There's real the Germans had neutron weapons in World War II that they tested in Libya. So what you've got going on is there's actually a EMP hazard.
Jeff, hold on a second. Here's the break. Hold on, Jeff. Here's the break. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Incendiary Radio and RBN.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Here we go. We're back. Incendiary Radio and RBN. Now, Jeff, I got you with me, and I want to run a few different things by you. You can hang with me as long as you can, because there's like three concepts I'm looking at that I wanted to run by you. The first one is this, Jeff. And Ken, let's roll number 22 for a second, and I want to hear Jeff respond. Go ahead.
Hello, this is F. William Engdahl. Again, with a different view. And today, I want to talk about the Pentagon's new defense strategy document for 2018 and what most commentators have missed as to the real threat to U.S. continued hegemony in the world.
Here is Dodlock. He was going to be Secretary of State.
Hold on a second.
For the last 17 years, the war on terror has been the official Pentagon and CIA foreign policy strategy of the U.S. military deployment in the world. In the new document of the Trump administration, Defense Secretary Mattis outlines a shift away from that war on terror as the main focus. And what he focuses on is something that very few of the press commentators really pick up, and that is the emergence of not so much a military challenge to the U.S., but the emergence of competitors who are developing stronger economies, who are developing economic strategies that Washington is not able, with its debt-bloated economy, with its lack of industrial production and so forth, it's not able to compete against. So this is very interesting, a Pentagon document about U.S. defense strategy that focuses on how other players are playing within the rules of the game. That's a direct quote from the document. To gain their own advantage. Well, what else should nations do? I ask you. It by no means means that the so-called war on terror, which is a cover for the CIA's using different terror organizations like Al-Qaeda or ISIS and so forth to advance the U.S. Military or political agenda in the Middle East, in China, and elsewhere, that agenda is by no means being closed down. Quite the opposite. It's, if anything, going to increase. I want to thank you, and the full video, of course, is available.
All right, so go ahead and stop it, Ken. But, Jeff, your thoughts on Mr. Engdahl's kind of hypothesis here about the Pentagon documents and our very near future of what we're facing.
Okay, first thing, I recommended for Engdahl for Secretary of State in the Trump administration. He's one of the brightest guys on the planet on game theory. Now, the only thing he doesn't actually go into that is not disinformation, it's that the Club of Rome was deindustrializing America in the 50s to basically get rid of it so it wouldn't win World War III, the Albert Pike Third World War.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
So he doesn't touch on that aspect, but what he says is accurate for the PNAC document from the 90s is that the war on terror was essentially a thrust of the neocon bankers to basically invade all these countries and basically put them under hegemony, just like Sinking the Liberty was intended to basically put Operation Cyanide in place, where they would nuke Cairo and nuke Alexandria, and then basically the Russians would scatter off with their tail between their legs, because worried about a nuclear strike, and then Israel, through proxy of the bankers, would basically control all the Middle East. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they're really redoing that right now in when they tried to go into Syria, when Syria wanted the Golan Heights back, and then they wanted to run, Saudi Arabia wanted to run the pipeline through. So now what they're doing is Saudi Arabia and Israel and the bankers are basically the real problem from what you're talking about. Okay, now Trump basically is looking at the nuclear navy being disabled, no nuclear medicine radiation-wise, and all those troops in Niger might have been to basically try and get medical uranium and nuclear navy uranium through a controlled source in Africa. Because Dr. Parker basically has had five or six country presidents that are respect his water work and have basically voted for him on his like a Nobel nominated health journalism article that chlorine causes collateral health damage. Okay, So let me get back to Anna for a second. And on the 22nd, she published this little thing, and she says, "So I've written a third book, America, Some Assembly Required. It came about because a friend of Donald Trump, I think I might know who it is, came to me and asked me to write an executive history in 30-second soundbites of the president that he could scan through pretty rapidly. He said that Trump wants to know history, but like everyone else, wasn't taught. This is a technicality, and the reason why I sat down and wrote this third book, and since President Trump is a businessman, I did something that I think has worked out very well. I wrote it from the perspective of the business history of America. It isn't as dull as it sounds. Now, when we go back to when she released this thing yesterday, she said, I received a note from Anna this morning. This is Paul Strammer. An emergency meeting of the senior editors was held last night, and the decision was made to publish the text in its entirety. There will be a hard copy available for purchase, but the fear of the information being suppressed, its importance to the entire world, and the other considerations outweigh the current need to raise money. And as I do the work, everyone consumes for free, and we'll get one-tenth the lepers who return. All right, so what I'm telling you is that that all these things occurred when they basically cut off Donald Trump's one-year trust thing. Anna was basically going to publish this in a certain format, so there's things that are accelerating on, let's call it confessional gate, all right, where they're using the 300 years worth of sexual trysts that the British Empire has used to basically get into everyone's business. Now Anna's exposed the British government's control of America, called the special relationship, and now what's going on is that's why he's not going over to England, because of all these things, and they're trying to get all the assets out of the city of London. So what the Marines are doing, I think, is following some of Anna's plan and some of these other things on getting their strategic assets back, including the gold, right? All the silver basically was taken out of the in the 60s to basically enrich uranium for Israel, for their nuclear weapons program, all right? So now what we've got is we got all these people with hair triggers. India's basically supposed to start the nuclear war with China, right? That's kind of like the deal with the neocons. When they came in, Trump doesn't realize this, but this is what they're going to plan. And so scouts and stuff is pretty accurate, I think.
Okay, hold that thought, Jeff. Let's take the break, and we'll be right back.
I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
Jeff from Idaho, and we're talking about the heavy, heavy stuff. And Jeff, I want you to listen to this. This one should be quite fascinating. And I want you to think of what you think of George Webb and this whole Imran Awan brother stuff. Ken,
Pakistani play, intelligence. Right,
yeah. The stuff with the penetration of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Hillary, and the rest of it. Play 14 real quick, Ken.
Okay, it's day 101. This is part 4. The bots are going wild. The bots. The invasion of the bots. So here's the deal. There are 3 lawsuits. DNC, Fusion GPS, and Podesta Group, and FBI. Now, all of them will merge together as one. I've said that all along. 36 defendants in total. What I've said is if defendants that are on the periphery in each one of these cases want to give up information and confirm facts for the case that will make the case easier to adjudicate, that I will drop them, one individual, out of the case, which is smart because it's judicial economy. So the idea here is, yes, Imran threatened me. Yes, we had a sweep account. Imran logged into the DNC server and swept the NGP van information to Hillary for America. Yes, there was an hourly sweep of money to Amalgamated Bank or an SEIU front cutout, whatever. Huma, thank you very much. You're dismissed. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, thank you very much. You're dismissed. If we establish fact, undisputable fact, timeline of undisputable facts, then we move to the next defendant and say, can you move that bar up even higher so we have judicial economy, or can you not? So I'm offering that to the 3 women. Were you battered? Were you threatened? Were your children threatened for kidnapping with Imran? If so, I'm letting you off the hook. If you put an affidavit in, we got a lot of bots on the internet saying I'm somehow dropping my cases. I'm not dropping anything. I'm just saying.
All right,
I want
Ken, you can stop it there. So let me. I want to touch with Jeff here. Okay, Imran Awan, Pakistani, probably ISI, penetrates the DNC. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, the whole campaign, so forth and so on. All these lawsuits flying. Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Robert Mueller. Your kind of macro vision of this whole portion of the conspiracy, Jeff.
Okay, here's what I think is going on. Pakistan is the most dangerous nuclear power to Israel right now, and this may be a takedown of Pakistan for Israel. All right, now just be careful with it, because these guys could be Israeli secret intelligence service operatives that are basically doing the same Monica Lewinsky thing that was occurring in the 90s. Now, when you look at Huma Abedin, she's a honeypot probably for Saudi intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at essentially what she was collecting on that laptop, I mean, that was basically probably protection, because Israel basically is trying to get out of being doing the 9/11 stuff and blame it on Saudi Arabia with the lawsuits that have gone through with the guys, the stupid Republicans from North Carolina that basically put that. Okay, you see what I'm saying? All the tables are being shifted here on what the real perspective is. So Anna's basically chasing all the people that have stolen all the bank assets, okay? And what you've got going on is you now have her writing personally executive summary minutes for Trump, okay? All right? What you've got is the movie with James Garner about the RJR Nabisco. The title is Barbarians Inside the Gate. The line from the movie that is applicable for the 30th is, I'm in a shitstorm and no one's got an umbrella for me, okay? That's what's coming right now, maybe on the 30th, okay?
Hey, what do you think of this? Before you move on, what do you think of Bill Binney and Mike Pompeo?
I've got a recent contact that is I got Bill Binney's email address right now, and he's essentially a guy that has Brian Twee is associated. He worked for 20 years for ITT, and essentially they were the guys that were doing this nanobot stuff for 20 years, and it's all in the platform, and basically all that stuff is very accurate. So if you go to Dr. Kallstrom's website that Deanna's interviewed, this guy's a friend of him and these couple other guys. It's very accurate stuff, and so the 5G network is essentially being neutralized, hopefully, because this is the hive mind control with when they roll out the 5G network. So these are the issues that are going on.
Check this out. Hold on a second. Let me see. Zero Hedge today. White House planning to nationalize 5G. Where does that tie in?
We know that 5G is the brain control system using cell phones. Basically, within 1 meter of you, modulate your brain and your body because of longitudinal wave control, just like Nikola Tesla was using with his power transformation with dielectricity. And so what happens is the brain emits 500 microwatts of power, and because the bone structure of every person is individually different, it has a signature to it. And so they can basically, the cell phones monitor your brainwave patterns. And so what they can do is they can modulate them. And this is essentially the stealth thing that 5G was supposed to do. All right. Now, Bill Binney basically shows that Bluffdale has got all the data to basically figure out this stuff, and there's way too many people that are now basically saying, okay, we got the power of the state in our hands. Let's basically go back and find out who all the culprits are. And so all this Uranium One thing is like the calm before the storm, okay? Because the calm before the storm associates how they're going to deindustrialize the nuclear navy, NASA, and basically then do the Deagle program, okay? So, I mean, the next couple months could get really interesting for 2 months of government shutdown. I mean, like the whole.
Well, you know, Ken was telling me, and it's in the article from Zero Hedge. It's basically it's like a protection mechanism to keep the Chinese from hacking, blah blah blah, the 5G, and so that's why they want to nationalize, so forth and so on.
Yeah, no. What's gone on is because these guys are. Because, like, Google and Facebook and all these other guys have been communist, nefarious, the Bergoglio plan of, liberation theology to communize the world. And, you remember Communism by the Backdoor.tv?
I've got clips of it queued up for right
now. That's essentially why I think that they're basically stopping the 5G deployment. Because what happens is private contractors, just like these guys, his name is Brian Tu, BryanTew. He basically filed a 2013 lawsuit, and essentially, if you just basically try and find his stuff, he's written stuff on this, and it's called the RNM Network. And what it does is essentially, remember the guy that shot up the Navy, the Navy website with his gun. And he says, this is my,
ELF weapon.
Directed energy weapon.
This is my ELF weapon, extremely low frequency. Aaron Alexis was his name, the Navy shipyard. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Here's what this one guy says. Once the nanotechnology adheres to the neurotransmitters of the victim brain, that nanotechnology then speaks to and decodes those neurotransmitters, allowing the hive mind teams to turn the brain and the mind control victim into their very own visual, verbal, and auditive communication system as cognitive model is developing. Using these two interfaces, brain-to-computer interface, consciousness-to-supercomputer, electronic brain-to-brain interface.
That's almost like an avatar to have, like a mind-controlled avatar.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So what happens is what they do is they ping these people, and then they basically see what their responses are. And since all these things, since the cell phones basically are the real mechanism for doing a local Wi-Fi, these are what these guys are trying to bring out, and this guy's dying. They're attacking his heart, trying to shut his heart down over the past 2 or 3 years. And I mean, you're not going to stop longitudinal weapons because you can't put a Faraday cage around them. They come right through that stuff. This is what Nikola Tesla did on all his engineering.
Yeah. Jeff, let me run this one by you. Ken, let's roll 26.
Not so to Yahoo News we go. Where George Soros is being highlighted as saying that Facebook and Google's days are numbered. Well, Captain Obvious strikes again. I think that Soros is just stating the obvious here. I've been pretty vocal, especially over the past couple of months, as far as how Google and Facebook are going about their ways, and also noting that they are not going to make it out of here unscathed. As a matter of fact,
all right, go ahead and stop.
They're shooting them.
So is this?
That was,
let's just
that was
hold on.
Help him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, from Daily Sheeple. Is this just like another kind of way to mask and turn into something else, or is this Soros like getting pissed at these guys? What do you think this is here?
Let me read directly from this guy that's been attacked. He said, the day after I filed a federal lawsuit in 2011 against the federal government for it, they moved me from the state-of-the-art mind control to trauma-based mind control, and it has been a brutal systematic torture ever since, with a specific emphasis on targeting my heart, ear, and brain, although all my internal organs have been damaged with the technology, including severe acoustical trauma and nerve damage to both ears so that I can no longer hear properly and everything sounds distorted. The reason the CIA and DOD operatives are able to get away with these atrocities and crimes against humanity is because there is a perceived 70-to-80-year gap between military and civilian technologies. Indeed, a lot of these haunted houses and demon possessions are nothing more than fabrications of CIA, DOD, to determine whether society and common persons can maintain as truth. So what we're talking about is, these are the 5G is essentially the modern system to lock down the world, all right? Everyone's, these nanobots basically have been able to transmit what your DNA signature is, right? So they give the acoustical signature on the frequencies are basically 40.33 hertz is the main central frequency, and 25% plus minus that is the bandwidth that they've figured out is going to be the mark of the beast for you, okay? So this is essentially in real time, and this is what the Bluffdale system is about. This stores all of this bandwidth technology, I think, in the worldwide avatar. Okay, this is the virtual world. This is the virtual world simulator. This is essentially the neural net for it. So, unfortunately, now Trump is in place, and now he's got control of those tools, and everyone is shitting their pants right now.
Right. Well, yeah, let me ask you this, Jeff, and then let me get to the balls deep minimum here. Trump, is he a altruistic individual that wants to,
all I can tell you is that my interface, by listening to RBN very carefully to Dr. Parker about his interface with him, Dr. Parker has basically not lied on the things that he's dealt with. If you listen to him very carefully, he tells you plainly what Trump does, okay?
Yeah.
And so I am, I've been a supporter of him because of that direction, all right?
Right.
Now, Trump is against the world right now, against the globalists,
yeah.
Okay?
Well, that's why I've kind of been in his corner, because I see the alignment of every nefarious force on the planet against him. And so, look, I realize that this could be a WWE theatrical play type of. Well, I don't think so either. But look, I want to hedge my bet. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, here's the reason why I say that, Robert. If the this is the thing that's the most important that you need to basically tweet, just like we did the Hunt for Red November on November 22nd, 2015. You need to be on this between now and the primaries, is that if the American people find out that Chuck Schumer basically wasted 1 year's worth of $175,000 congressmen, senators, their staffers and stuff, to basically shut down Trump's agenda, the Democrats will never, ever win an election again. That's what you need to push over the next 2 or 3 months. This is what Anna has basically told us in the past week, is of primary importance. That's why they released that report last night, because of having the whole website shut down and not being able to get the information out. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, hey, look, I read this stuff at the beginning of the show about these characters from the AFL-CIO from decades ago being staunch anti-communists, and then this move, the entire labor movement being encapsulated by the communist movement, and then our entertainment, our news, our actors – and everything. Look, I really think there needs to be a move from not just the conservative part of the spectrum, but also the liberal part of the spectrum that's like pro-marijuana and pro-libertarian kind of stuff. This is where the thrust has to happen of anti-communism, or we're going to lose it to communism. Go ahead, go ahead.
The Henry Kissinger Communists, which are called the Kissinger Associates, essentially they basically started to deindustrialize America based on the Club of Rome in the 70s.
Right,
and they transferred 200 years of technology at no cost to the Chinese. to basically deindustrialize America. So those are the enemy of the state. That
FDR helping out the Soviets and, you know, that whole thing. Yeah,
here's the thing that Anna points out in the middle of her book is that Delaware is a chancery court state.
It's where all the corporations are.
The corporations are in Delaware, and this shows the Vatican's hand in all this stuff. All right, Robert, I'm going to let you go.
The occupied Vatican, the Zio Vatican,
the Vatican is what you're talking about.
Non-traditionalist Vatican, which is like almost the guys that got their butt kicked in the 40s, this new communist Vatican, that whole thing that we all know about that a lot of people just can't get their mind wrapped around. But, yeah, I appreciate the call, Jeff.
I think that Trump is doing the best he can with all the world's billionaires against him, and that the 9 weeks missing for Dr. Parker is that he wrote the Waters of the USA last year, and I think he's actually doing significant stuff maybe on the State of the Union address because he knows all about the Uranium One stuff, and he's got the Supreme Court case on genocide in February 2018. Those are my thoughts. And don't anyone try and call me and email me about what's going on with him. I have no information on what's going on with Dr. Parker, okay? So it's on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know, so stop bugging me, okay? Thanks, everyone.
All right, Jeff. I appreciate it, and I love picking your brain, man, because it is what it is. Fascinating stuff. Let me see here. Let's see. Let's go to clip 28 real quick, and this is Christopher Green from Alternative Media Television. He thinks that there's going to be a debt jubilee. And let's just listen for a second and then I'll comment. Go ahead and roll number 28.
I'm kidding when I talk about this, but a debt jubilee is coming to the United States of America. And not just America, but this is going to be a worldwide event, in my humble opinion. A worldwide event. What is a debt jubilee, Christopher? I've never heard of anything. It sounds like a freaking ice cream cone. A debt jubilee is basically when the nation has entered a period of such hyperinflation and total economic debt destruction. They've blown up a bubble, this freaking fat balloon that makes up $20 trillion and growing every single second. We're at $20.6 trillion in national debt, this bloated public health, public pension implosion of debt. Eventually, the air gets let out, and the herd of all those sheep are going to stampede for the exits, and Wall Street will collapse and totally shut down. Now, this might be counterintuitive to a lot of you, because if you're watching CNBC and all these talking heads right now, you'll notice that the U.S. stock market has hit a new all-time high. It is literally crushing through.
Go ahead and stop it. Now, I can see where there's a lot of possibilities here, where so forth and so on. Number one, the people that run the system don't believe in jubilees for the goyim, okay? They believe in jubilees for the chosen. Number two, I'm not in debt. Right now, I'm in the black. I'm solvent. Now, I look at these people that have run up. I know people that I work with that have declared bankruptcy and all the rest of it. I know people that are mortgaged to the hilt on credit cards and so on. Do I want them to get a reset because they've been irresponsible? And where I've been responsible in my financial life and I'm fine. I'm not a hater, but at the same time, I almost want those irresponsible people to have to pay something, because I don't enjoy being a person that's been relatively frugal and have kept myself from getting into debt, have kept myself from being an idiot. And then I see all the jerks. It's like the student loan thing, and I've talked about this on the program. I'm like, okay, so you ran up 100 grand and student loans. You've got a PhD. I don't have a PhD. I'm just as smart as you. I'm probably twice as smart as you. Just because of my own self-study, my own self-worth, but yet you want the Bernie Sanders method of being forgiven for your PhD, where I don't have one. So now you're going to get a leg up. You're going to get a 100-yard dash ahead of me because you want the government to forgive all the student loan debt. And so now you're going to get the better job than me in 2 years. I'm to the point where I'm like, wait a minute. If you want your student loans forgiven, then give up your degree. Give it away. You don't have a degree anymore because you can't pay for it. And I know that sounds like I'm a big jerk, but I'm that pissed off. I was frugal enough to where I didn't get put into debt. I can pay off every single cent that I owe out of what I have. I'm in the black. And so somehow I'm going to get a turd thrown on me because I was smart. And then the buffoon that's got a six-figure college debt, that's got a PhD, that couldn't wipe his own rear end, he gets the hookup now, the Bernie Sanders hookup. And you know what? I don't care if you're one of these people with a fat debt and you want to have disdain for me. I got disdain for you. Because you didn't have the wherewithal to really make your degree on your own dime. You went to Big Brother to get your dime, and then you're the person that talks against Big Brother. You want Bernie to forgive your student debt. Put that in your pipe and smoke it out there, all you clowns. Umpqua. Remember the Umpqua false flag? Cascadia Rising. Keep your eyes on the Cascadia Reduction Zone up there. You had the big quake up there in Alaska, and people are talking about it all over again. Very interesting. Let's see here. Hey, Ken, let's do clip 30 real quick. If you can find clip 30, April or June, the Treasury Direct Account. You know, all the sovereignty stuff, it's great. I love it. Let's play clip 30 if you can find it. And as soon as you can find it, pull it up and play it.
TDA accounts and how to access them, filling out paperwork for people across the country. One of the questions which keeps coming up is the right to travel and how to get a state citizen passport. I'm going through this process right now myself. It's relatively easy if you know how to fill out the passport forms and how to push back if you need to. The bottom line is, don't be combative. That's going to be key here. And you also have to fill out these forms correctly. Now, I've gotten several people emailing me with the information on this subject and the right to travel, but I want to show you where I think the best information is. There's a place called coppermoonshinestills.com, and he has the most comprehensive information on this subject without a lot of BS. His writing is a little odd, but he does cite Cornell Law websites, which is for people going to law school. If you read this stuff yourself, you're going to learn how to fill out the United States passport form, which is great. He also includes a cease and desist letter, as well as the affidavit of a complaining victim of a felony, which has to do with the fraud the United States has put on you. That being said, I found this very interesting in his writing, and I think you will too. As he's writing, he is referring to the difference between the United States and the United States of America. His reference takes you to that Cornell Law site, which says, by their own definitions, the definition of United States is a federal corporation. I looked this up myself, as you can see right here. It's right in front of your face.
All right, you can stop it there, Ken, and whenever the music comes on, go ahead. But the TDA, Treasury Direct Account. Now, you can see TDAaccount.org. And look, this is about people wanting to access their Treasury Direct Accounts and so forth. Look, it's all fascinating. Will it get you arrested? I don't know. TDAs, Treasury Direct Accounts. Figured I would play that at the end of the show. Love y'all. And thanks to Jeff. A lot of great information. And, not a lot of people out here doing this. So hope you all enjoy. Spread the show around. I don't want any money, but just spread it out there.